Masechet Kelim Perek Kaf He Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about a utensil that has a hollow base. Sometimes it's used to turn over, and itself, the base, has the ability to be used as a container as well. How do we learn this out in terms of Ahoraim Vatoch, the Gezerav, outside and inside? Like we said, if something touches a liquid touches the inside of a container, then the whole container is Tameh. But if it only touches the outside of a container, then only the outside is Tameh. We'll talk about this base, which is really part of the outside, but it's sometimes used as the inside of a container. Midot yayin vashemen vezoma listera umesanenet shel hardal umeshameret shel yayin yesh lehen ahoraim batoch, a measuring cup used for wine and oil. A zoma listera, which is a utensil with a spoon on one side and a fork on the other side. A mustard strainer and a wine strainer have both this law of ahorayim batoch, of outside and inside. The part that's usually used as the main part of the utensil is the inside, and the rest of the utensil with the hollow base is the outside, even though sometimes it's turned over and used the whole things. We treat it as the outside, not as the inside, because it's rarely used. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer ein lahem. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, these utensils are not subject to that same law. The base here, which is on the outside, very rarely performs the function of an inside. We don't really flip it over and use it. So therefore, there's no outside or inside. So if a tameh liquid touches anywhere on the utensil, the whole utensil becomes tameh. We don't say that it has an outside and an inside. The whole utensil has one similar function. Rabbi Shimon omed, yesh lahem, says Rabbi Shimon, no, these utensils are connected to the laws of ahoraim vatoch, of outside and inside, in some ways, but in other ways they're not. When it comes to food that's inside the utensil, we say that ahoraim vatoch applies. Nitme'u me'ahorehen, that means if they're outside, which is the base, becomes tameh by touching tameh liquid. Masha betochan tahor, the food that's in the utensil is tahor. We consider the inside tahor with respect to what's inside of it. But the utensil itself, we do not apply the laws of ahoraim batoch to it. So therefore, the tameh liquid touches the outside of the utensil. The whole entire utensil becomes tameh. The whole thing, even the inside, becomes tameh. V'sarich lehat bil, and you have to dip it in a mikveh to make it tahor. So, therefore, in a sense, the leniency of ahoraim batoch wouldn't apply. If it's one utensil with one item, no inside outside, then the whole thing is just impure. But if there is an inside to it, in certain instances, you could say that the inside does not become tameh if the outside does. So, over here, says Rabbi Shimon, the food inside will not become tameh, but the keli itself will become tameh.